We're going to cover a few things today. By the way, I think both of us are fairly informal speakers. If you guys have questions as we're going through this, feel free just to jump in and ask them. Raise your hand. I'd rather get that discussion going than, you know, roll through a PowerPoint and that sort of thing. So do you want to cover the topics that we're going to go through?
Absolutely.
Cool.
So I thought of four topics. In 30 minutes, it was tough to come up with the hottest topics to cover with folks. We tried to pick out the ones we thought would be most interesting and most timely. So the first one is the Tyson Foods case and the use of representative evidence. The never-ending and never-dying issue of arbitrability of FLSA collective actions. Talk a little bit about the DOL's administrative guidance or administrative interpretation on joint employer, and then conclude with a discussion about the latest cases on tip pooling.
All right. So, as Bob said, the wage and hour practice is alive and well. It is in Texas as well. I ran some of the PACER stats so it could just kind of tell you what they've looked like. In 2012, there were 632 cases. 2013, it became 1,128, so almost doubled. 2014, it ratcheted back a little bit to 934, and then last year, it jumped up 15% to 1,074 cases. Some of these are individual cases. Some are collective actions under the FLSA. And this area is an area that I think a lot of lawyers are hunting for on my side. I know that there's certain industries that we're targeting, and I think you're going to continue to see growth in this area. We'll see what happens with the new DOL regs when they come out. I always want to give a speech about that, but I don't know what to say. They're sitting at OPM or OMB or whatever, and so they haven't been released yet.